Don't participate in spreading the hate and the division. Well, hi there. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. I'm so glad you're here today. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today, our reading is John 13 through 15. After the reading, I'll have some comments for you, and I'm calling today's episode Unity. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E248. And my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let's get started.
John chapter 13. It was now the day before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. He had always loved those in the world who were his own, and he loved them to the very end. Jesus and his disciples were at supper. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, the thought of betraying Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had given him complete power. He knew that he had come from God and was going to God. So he rose from the table, took off his outer garment, and tied a towel around his waist. Then he poured some water into a wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Are you going to wash my feet, Lord?" Jesus answered him, "You do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later." Peter declared, "Never at any time will you wash my feet." "If I do not wash your feet," Jesus answered, "you will no longer be my disciple." Simon Peter answered, "Lord, do not wash only my feet then, wash my hands and head too." Jesus said, "Those who have taken a bath are completely clean and do not have to wash themselves except for their feet. All of you are clean, all except one." Jesus already knew who was going to betray him. That is why he said, "All of you except one are clean." After Jesus had washed their feet, he put his outer garment back on and returned to his place at the table. "Do you understand what I have just done for you?" he asked. "You call me teacher and Lord, and it is right that you do so, because that is what I am. I, your Lord and teacher, have just washed your feet. You then should wash one another's feet. I've set an example for you so that you will do just what I have done for you. I am telling you the truth. No slaves are greater than their master, and no messengers are greater than the one who sent them. Now that you know this truth, how happy you will be if you put it into practice. I'm not talking about all of you. I know those I have chosen. But the scripture must come true that says, 'The man who shared my food turned against me.' I tell you this now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe that I am who I am. I'm telling you the truth. Whoever receives anyone I send receives me also, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me." After Jesus had said this, he was deeply troubled and declared openly, "I'm telling you the truth. One of you is going to betray me." The disciples looked at one another, completely puzzled about whom he meant. One of the disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was sitting next to Jesus. Simon Peter motioned to him and said, "Ask him who he's talking about." So that disciple moved closer to Jesus' side and asked, "Who is it, Lord?" Jesus answered, "I will dip some bread in the sauce and give it to him. He is the man." So he took a piece of bread, dipped it, and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. Jesus said to him, "Hurry and do what you must." None of the others at the table understood why Jesus said this to him. Since Judas was in charge of the money bag, some of the disciples thought that Jesus had told him to go and buy what they needed for the festival. Judas accepted the bread and went out at once. It was night. After Judas had left, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man's glory is revealed. Now God's glory is revealed through him. And if God's glory is revealed through him, then God will reveal the glory of the Son of Man in himself, and he will do so at once. My children, I shall not be with you very much longer. You will look for me, but I tell you now what I told the Jewish authorities. You cannot go where I am going. And now I give you a new commandment. Love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. If you have love for one another, then everyone will know that you are my disciples. Where are you going, Lord? Simon Peter asked him. You cannot follow me now where I am going, answered Jesus, but later you will follow me. Lord, why can't I follow you now? Asked Peter. I'm ready to die for you. Jesus answered, Are you really ready to die for me? I'm telling you the truth. Before the rooster crows, you will say 3 times that you do not know me. John chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been so long with you, and yet you have not come to know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father, abiding in me, does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what then has happened that you are going to disclose yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let us go from here. John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He takes away every branch that does not bear fruit in me. He prunes every branch that bears fruit, so that it will bear more fruit. You are clean already because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can accomplish nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown out like a branch and dries up. And such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire and are burned up. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you want and it will be done for you. My Father is honored by this, that you bear much fruit and show that you are my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Remain in my love. If you obey my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lays down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because the slave does not understand what his master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have revealed to you everything I heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that remains, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. This I command you, to love one another. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world would love you as its own. However, because you do not belong to the world, but I chose you out of the world, for this reason the world hates you. Remember what I told you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they obeyed my word, they will obey yours too. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not be guilty of sin. But they no longer have any excuse for their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father too. If I had not performed among them the miraculous deeds that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin. But now they have seen the deeds and have hated both me and my Father. Now this happened to fulfill the word that was written in their law. They hated me without reason. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me, and you also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning.
Well, beloved, what Jesus shared with his disciples in these three chapters is so rich that an entire college semester could be devoted to its study. Of course, we don't have that kind of time, so I'm just going to focus on a couple of topics. Now, Jesus knows that this is the last meal that he's going to share with his disciples before he'll be crucified. There they are in the upper room, and they're going to have the Passover meal together. And knowing that this is his last time with them, Jesus wants to leave them with some final words. Now, you know, right, that God uses repetition in the Bible to emphasize important points, right? Well, in John 13, 34 and 35, Jesus said, "I give you a new commandment, to love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. Everyone will know by this that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." And then in chapter 15, verse 12, Jesus says, "My commandment is this, to love one another just as I have loved you." And then in verse 17, he says, "This I command you, to love one another." So why do you suppose that loving one another was so critical? Why did he emphasize it so much at this Last Supper? Well, he's soon going to be leaving them with a monumental task, to take his message of salvation to the entire world. Just 11 men. No, not 12, because Judas is out of there. Jesus knew that in order for them to be able to do this, they had to be united in every way. They had to be focused on the one purpose. They had to love one another. He said that they were to love each other as he had loved them. And they didn't know it yet, but in a few short hours, he would demonstrate just exactly what that meant. And by loving one another, they would be able to overlook the petty differences that always come up when people are involved, right? Love is not just a warm, fuzzy feeling, and Paul talked about what love is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Paul said, "Love is patient, love is kind, it is not envious, love doesn't brag, it is not puffed up, It is not rude, it is not self-serving, it is not easily angered or resentful. It is not glad about injustice, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. You see, beloved, where there is love, there is unity. Where there is unity, great things can be accomplished, and when God is in it, nothing can stop the mission. Of course, they also needed the Holy Spirit, and Jesus talked to them about Him as well. But here we're talking about love. But in chapter 15, from verse 18 to the end of the chapter, Jesus kind of switched gears. He told them that the world would hate them because it hates Him. In verse 25, He said, "Now this happened to fulfill the word that is written in their law. They hated Me without reason." What Jesus meant there was they had no good reason. Of course they had a reason. They hated everything Jesus was and did and said. And that's why the disciples needed to love one another so that they could stand the attacks. Beloved, we live in difficult times, don't we? And Jesus' command still stands for the same reason. If we allow the attacks of the world to divide us, we lose. And isn't that what's been happening for decades now? We're divided because of race, because of sex, political party, age group, the neighborhood we live in, you name it. Why do they want to divide us? Because when we're divided, we're weak, we're less effective. How are we going to win people to Jesus if we're divided and if we don't love? We first have to love one another, and then we need to love the lost. But if we can't even love other believers, why would non-believers have a reason to listen to us? What do we have to offer to them? Now listen, I understand about being passionate about your political views, but do divisive or insulting social media posts help or hurt the mission of sharing the love of Jesus? Don't participate in spreading the hate and the division. We're called to be salt and light, and to do that, people need to see Jesus in us. Let's remember that the next time we sign on to our social media accounts. You have a comment? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E248. Tomorrow we'll read 2 Timothy chapters 3 and 4.
Boost!
On this date in church history, May 7th, 1907, Catherine Kuhlman was born. She was an American itinerant evangelist and spiritual healer. She discovered her gift of healing while pastoring a small church in Pennsylvania when people in her congregation began reporting unexpected healings during her services. Her best-known book is her 1962 autobiography, I Believe in Miracles. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, help us to love as You love. Show us how, when there is so much division and hatred around us. Help us to love one another, despite what we hear on the news or other sources. The enemy is sowing discord and division at every turn, and we know that these do not come from You. Help us to come together and to show love for each other, for You, and for the lost people who so desperately need You. Help us to be effective ambassadors for Your kingdom. I pray, God, that You bless the LifeSpring family today. I thank You for each one who's listening right now. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have a prayer request or a praise, go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I'm so glad you were here today. Share the show. Comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E248. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com and please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. Kirsty sent out the new newsletter yesterday. Did you get it? If not, be sure you subscribe at news.lifespringmedia.com. Thank you, Kirsty, for getting that out. And thanks to Sean of San Pedro for doing the chapters. If you've got one of those new podcasting 2.0 apps, you get to see the chapter art scroll by. If you'd like to help me with doing that art, send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Let me know your interest. Well, that's going to do it for today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.